Diva or no?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna say Diva.
Canadian Diva.
French Canadian queen realness. Yes. All right. If you're just tuning in now, this is No Sugar Added. Who is that over there?
Jordi.
Say her name, say her name. It's Jordi, what a hot body. Over here, it's Nathaniel, and together we make up two halves of...
twin parachutes.
We do make up twin parachutes. Catch us by our DJ, but that should be our band name. All right, up next we have Chain of Fools by none other than Aretha Franklin. Definitely, definitely a diva. This is also undisputed. This is no longer a question. Actually, I think all the rest of these are divas. Like, before it was like, haha, are they a diva? Now it's like, thanks for trying. Yeah. Well, actually, maybe one of them I'm
now
questioning.
It's like the award ceremony.
True. All right, here's Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain.
Alright, what are your thoughts on that?
Incredible.
I honestly love her live. I think that every time I've seen a performance, a video of her performing live, I should say, it's been incredible. Up next, I'm gonna say another... I don't know, but do you think Aretha is, like, across genres, universally recognizable as diva?
Yeah.
Because this next person, I think, for me, growing up in California and in Arizona, and hearing so much of her music... I think regionally she's definitely undisputed as a diva, but I don't know if everyone would say that. They're like, who's this person? Or they, her name,
I think she's a diva.
This next person or
yes.
Aretha? Okay, all right, because you know who it is. You know that I love her. And actually, the reason we're playing so we thought about this at some point. We were gonna make an entire episode about her, an homage to her, and we're still playing with that idea. It recently was the 22nd memorial of her death. I think I've used the word incomparable before. Incredible. Unbelievable.
I keep thinking about, like, if she had more time, who would she be today? Like, she would be, like, Beyonce level.
Yeah. She, I mean, this person is stardust. Like, yeah. She is cosmically destined here.
She has such a great stage presence, too.
All right. I think if you don't know who we're talking about, it's Selena. Selena Quintanilla. This is I Could Fall in Love. Enjoy. I love her, honestly. Yeah. Jesus, like, I don't know what else there is to say. Okay, I have four very different songs, and I'm gonna shift gears. I'm gonna say these four people are definitely divas in very different ways. And I'm gonna rank them from most, like, approachable diva to, like, demigod. Okay. Alright. let's do this. Up next we have Because of You by Kelly Clarkson. Here we go.
You got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, you doesn't come for free.
be my lover. Much further, I don't wanna have to go.
was so hard to find. You gave me my life back. You were my lifeline. The love that you gave me is love that has saved me. Your strength is what made me strong. You had me and I held on. When I was drowning,
So much. landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, to me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can stop me and spit my eyes? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Baby, can't do this to me, baby. Just
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Bye.